So normally, we wouldn't meditate just after lunch, but I think it's okay to do a few minutes meditation, because what I want to do is, have some silent meditation and then introduce to you a topic for a discussion group, and then have you break down into a discussion group, come back and debrief, and then afterwards to talk about the whole process and how it was conducted. Okay, so that's what we're going to do this session. So check your posture, make sure your back's straight, eyes are lowered. Now do the brief body scan that we did yesterday. So you have to remember the steps, how to do it yourself. Now going from your legs and thighs and then abdomen, chest and face, and gradually checking for tension and relaxing. So lead yourself through that body scan right now so that you can let go of any tension. And then generate your motivation of loving kindness and compassion, remembering your precious human life, remembering the benefits of practicing the Dharma. So however you want to generate your motivation, please do. But remember at the end, it should be the aspiration to attain full enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. And then go into the breathing meditation. So give yourself the instructions for the breathing meditation. Remind yourself that the object of meditation is the breath. Give yourself instructions on how to pay attention to the breath. Give yourself instructions on what to do if you get distracted. And then when you've remembered all the instructions, then do the breathing meditation. We're going to think a little bit about what it means to forgive. So just contemplate for a minute what it means to forgive someone. Does it mean that you forget what they did? Does it mean that it's okay what they did? What does it really mean to forgive someone? And who do you need to forgive? Being really honest with yourself when you look over grudges that you've held or anger that you've held on to for a long time. Who do you need to forgive? Or who would you like to forgive? You can ask it that way. Who would you like to be able to forgive? And what prevents you from forgiving people that you would like to forgive? Are there certain things inside of you that are unresolved that prevent you from forgiving? And what can you do to overcome those things so that you'll be able to forgive? And what about forgiving yourself? Are there things that you need to forgive yourself about? And how can you forgive yourself for those things? What are ways in which you can open your heart to yourself and forgive? So let's review the questions because this is what you're going to discuss in the group. If you have a hard time remembering them, you're welcome to write them down. So first, what does it mean to forgive? And then second, who Do you need to forgive, or who would you like to forgive? Third, what prevents you from forgiving, and what can you do to overcome those obstacles in yourself to forgiving? And fourth, how about forgiving yourself? Are there things that you need to forgive yourself about? And how can you open your heart and forgive yourself? Okay, so the format, how you're going to do the discussion, is you'll break into groups of 6 or 7 people each. We're not going to number off. You know, you're adults, I'm sure you can break into groups by yourself. If you came here with a very close friend or a relative, please go to a different group, okay? So try and sometimes go to groups where you don't know all the people, although by now I'm sure you know several of the people. Okay, so you'll break into groups of, you know, about 6 people. You're welcome to, you know, stretch yourself out throughout this room. There's a room across the hallway. Some of the groups can go in there too, so there isn't too much talking all in one place. When you sit in a circle, you know, one person begins and each person, one by one, goes around and shares their thoughts on it. You can speak for about 2 or 3 minutes each on, you know, these 4 questions. You know, you don't have to have a clock in front of you, but just be aware of the time, because everybody in the room has to speak, or everybody in your group has to speak. Remember that until everybody's spoken, there's no questions or crosstalk. Okay, so you just listen. So it's each person one by one around the circle. Yeah. You'll have to figure out yourself who goes first. I know with Singaporeans that might take half of the time. Please try and don't let it take half of the time. Just somebody start. Okay? Remember to stay on the topic. You know, try and think about these 4 questions. And if you notice, the questions were personal ones. I was asking, you know, everybody to look in their own hearts and their own lives. So as you talk about forgiveness, talk about it that way. Yeah? Okay, so everybody speaks, then you can have some discussion. I'll come back in maybe half an hour, 35 minutes. Anyway, when you see me, everybody starts to run, so you'll know it's time to start. I always thought I should be an Olympic coach. Okay, so we'll come back together at the end of the discussion. So I will leave it to you right now just to break yourselves up into groups of 6 people and, you know, scatter yourself here and in the foyer and in the other room. So go to it.